This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Joe Biden's on his first overseas trip as president. Today, he meets Britain's Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. Here's our Ed Donahue.
President Biden is making the first move to reassert the country on the world stage. The president was greeted by American troops at a Royal Air Force base in Britain. His message?
The United States is back.
This is the president's first overseas trip in office.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
That summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin is next week in Geneva. I'm Ed Donahue.
Today, the president will roll out plans for the U.S. to donate 500 million COVID vaccine doses around the world over the next year, in addition to the 80 million he's already promised by the end of the month. Health officials and experts in Asia are welcoming the news. The world's largest meat processing company says it paid $11 million to hackers who broke into its computer system. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
On May 31st, JBS said it was the victim of a ransomware attack. JBS said it made the payment, even though the vast majority of its facilities were operational at the time. The FBI attributed the attack to Reval, a Russian-speaking gang that has made some of the largest ransomware demands on record in recent months. I'm Mike Gracia.
A Texas man has pleaded guilty to plotting to blow up an Amazon data center in Virginia. Court documents say 28-year-old Seth Pendley of Wichita Falls told a source he hoped the attack would kill off 70% of the internet. Authorities say a fight that broke out last week at a jail in Moundsville, West Virginia, involved makeshift weapons, three inmates injured. Overseas, a rundown building collapsed overnight in Mumbai, India, killing at least 11 people. This is AP News. A federal watchdog says protesters weren't chased out of a park near the White House so then President Trump could hold a photo op. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Demonstrators protesting George Floyd's death were forced out of Lafayette Park with pepper pellets and flashbangs a half hour before then-President Trump walked across the park for a photo op. The Interior Department's Inspector General says park police did not break up the protest because of Trump, but rather so a contractor could start installing new fencing. The report says while the move was justified, law enforcement agencies did not communicate well enough with each other or with protesters about the crackdown, which critics say was politically motivated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Down day on Wall Street, the Dow lost 152 points yesterday. The S&P and the NASDAQ were down too. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.